Laurelin was the first to exit. She walked to the back of the car and waited for Nathan to pop the trunk. Not before long, Elijah was at her side. "Are you ready?" "More than ever." She took a deep breath. "Just smell the air. It's so sweet." She closed her eyes and turned her head toward the sky. Captivated by her beauty, Elijah did not notice the gray van that pulled up behind them. Infatuated with her smile, he failed to hear the sliding door opening with more force than necessary. Because he was intoxicated by the way the sun settled on her skin, he was oblivious to the hurried footsteps racing toward them. When two black pillowcases were pulled over their heads, he noted everything. The smell of the fabric covering his face, the pain in his ribs while multiple fists punched him, and most horrifying, Laurelin's frightened screams in his ears. Unlike a second ago, Elijah noticed everything, but it was too late. His attention to detail would not save them. Not today. With their hands and feet bound, they rolled around like two sacks of potatoes, crashing into each other as the van sped through the streets of Madrid. Laurelin's screams grew louder as the seconds ticked past, while Elijah's own fear suffocated him. The pillowcase covering his face grew damp with condensation from his heavy breathing and clung to his skin.
"Laurie!"
He sounded desperate. Her terrifying screams did not cease. He heard a loud slap, followed by bellowed laughter.
"Shut up, bitch!"
one captor laughed. Her screams intensified, another slap. What were they doing to her? He could not see a thing through the black cloth restricting his vision.
"Laurie, do as they say! Please, Laurie! Everything will be okay!"
"Elijah!"
Her sobs were heart-wrenching.
"I told you to shut up!" the ringleader of the gang shouted. "I can't take this whining anymore!"
Elijah heard a loud thud, then there was silence. Laurelin was no longer screaming.
"Hey, watch the merchandise! You know you're not supposed to harm them!" Nathan barked.
"Go to hell! If we could sedate them, I wouldn't have to turn to force! I don't know why we have to bring them in kicking and screaming every time!"
"I'm just following orders," Nathan snapped.
Elijah's heart was racing.
"Laurie!"
he whimpered.
"Talk to me! Are you okay?"
"Be quiet or you're next!"
"Laurie, talk to me, goddammit!"
he screamed, desperate to hear his wife's voice. With no warning, a boot crashed into his midsection and left him gasping for air through the damp fabric covering his mouth.
"Get a gag on her before she wakes up and starts again. If I have to listen to her whining for another half an hour, I will shoot her."
When Elijah heard that, he was relieved. She was still alive. His eyes filled with stinging hot tears as he listened how they taped her mouth shut with duct tape. Now that the van was quiet, he could listen to the conversation between the kidnappers. He could tell that there were at least three other men besides Nathan in the van. The one who knocked Laurelin out seems to be in charge. His Spanish accent was more distinct compared to his two partners, and he sounded middle-aged. The other two sounded much younger. They spoke Spanish, and even though Elijah knew a little, he could not make sense of what they were saying. He recognized a few words like "before dark" and "paying a debt," but that was it. No little words that might give him a clue to where they were being taken. No hints to who they were or what they wanted from them. There was one word that kept coming up, though. One word that everyone understood. When they spoke of the word, their voices were hushed and uncertain, almost as if they were too afraid to say it out loud. A single word that sent shivers down Elijah's spine. One word. Diablo.